Good morning, everyone. I hope and pray that your family, your home, and your well-being, you are doing great. Before I start, I would like to share a Ghanaian song with you. It's just simple. It goes like this. Wuye Onyami, it means you are God. Wun Sakrada, it means you never changes not. Yekuto, it means we bow before you. Na Yesoru, it means we lift you up. It goes this way. Wuye Onyami, Wun Sakrada, Yekuto na Yesoru. Missi, Wuye Onyami, Wun Sakrada, Yekuto na Yesoru. It's a very powerful song that we sing in Ghanaian churches. When we are having all night, we sing this song, and the Lord above comes down. So this is my little song that I'm sharing with you in our language. It's in the Twi language. And I hope one day we'll all learn and be happy with it. Thank you. This morning, I'm going to share a great testimony. It is a very powerful testimony that I have been living with for the past 17 years. But before I start, I hold in my hand my Bible. I bought this Bible in 2000, the year 2000. That's the beginning of the year 2000. This Bible has been with me for almost 18 years, if I can say. May God be the glory. This Bible had helped me a lot. I have marked a lot in this Bible. And anytime we share morning devotion, my wife and I bring out a lot of word out of this Bible. It's my companion. It has been with me. I traveled with it from Ghana into this country, and it is still with me. I love it. It is called Men's Devotional Bible. I love this Bible. This testimony that I'm going to share with you this morning, I may share a little tears, because anytime I share this testimony, it brings me back memories, great memories. It was life and death on my sick bed. I've been paralyzed before. Paralyzed, not partial. Paralyzed. I sat in a wheelchair. I used crutches. It took me hours to walk on a short distance. And today's word that we share in Mark 52, faith. I may not be perfect. My God above is more than perfect. He doesn't take, or he doesn't look at your past, but he looks at your present and your inner being, your spirit, the faith that you have in you. That is what he looks at. Your soul, that is great. It's what he's look at. I wish I would have been a preacher. But I know God's calling is time. He has time for everything. So I believe when the time comes and he touches me and he calls me, I will obey. I will obey. My testimony starts this way. In 2001, I had a lot of plans in my life. I used to be a model. I modeled for a clothing line in Ghana. I was aiming to travel to United Kingdom, UK, to stand for, we call it Face of Africa, as a model. I had a friend, a female friend. I used to fellowship with a youth church in Ghana. This lady's friend's mom had an accident. So she asked me to come with her early in the morning. I should pick her up and take her to our general hospital called Kolibu. I mean, those from Ghana knows where Kolibu is. It's a very big hospital. I pick her up early morning, took her to the hospital, went to the emergency room to see her mom. I saw her mom. I didn't know nothing, but it's what the Spirit told me at that time. Look, tell this lady, her mom is dying. She has no blood. So I was like, wow. So I told this lady, this is what I hear the voice saying, your mom is dying, she has no blood. Look for the doctor, let them check her up. The doctor came, checked this lady up, and it is true. She lost a lot of blood during her accident. So the doctor asked me, how did I know that? I was like, well, I walk in, that is the voice that told me. So we have to transfer blood for her. And at that time, there's no one around to give blood. The blood that I carry is an O. And O can give anyone A, AB, or whatever. So I was like, well, I'm here. I'm willing to do that. So I donated a pint of blood to save this lady's life. I left this lady's friend at the hospital, went home, went for my Bible classes or Bible teaching. I came home. During that week, we went on Monday and Tuesday, but I went to this Bible teaching on Friday. I came home in the evening trying to put down some notes for my next assignment. All of a sudden, I felt a deep, sharp heat and pain at my back. So I stood up quickly, like, ah, what is going on with me? And the pain was like a hot iron being placed at my back. Well, in Ghana or in Africa, those who does not believe superstitious or superstition or black power, you got to be joking. I believe in all those things. But I know I have someone who is greater. So, well, I don't really challenge what is in the world, because there are things in the world that we cannot see with our naked eye. So I stood up and I stretched myself. As soon as I stretched up, I turned to my left side, and that was it. I couldn't bend back straight. I couldn't turn. I couldn't do anything else. So I was like, well, let me lie down on the ground, naked ground. I couldn't sleep on my bed because of the pain. And that was the end of it. I slept on the floor for a couple of months. I was living alone in a very big house. My family had left or traveled outside. So I live in the house alone. I've been indoor for like 3 months, 4 months. No one come to visit me. No friends, even though I have a lot of friends. I didn't see any of them. So I was like, wow, what is going on? I even asked my cousin for money. He turned me off. He didn't even mind or bother me at all. So I said, well, I'll live with it. If I have to die, that'll be it. So I had a great friend that lives next door to to my house. They haven't seen me for a couple of months. So this lady friend and the husband is like, oh, we haven't seen Cecil. He's not here to crack jokes so that we laugh. He's not here to cook with us. Can you just go and check him up? So this lady walked into my house. My main gate, I mean, in Ghana, our houses are walled. It's division wall. We have gates and all that to protect ourselves. I have not closed my gate. So this lady walked into my house and started shouting, Cecil, 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 Cecil. So she walked towards my door and it's like, Cecil, are you in? Then I said, yes. Then it's like, what is going on? I haven't seen you for a couple of months. Then I said, wow, I'm not feeling well at all. So she's like, what do you mean you are not feeling well? Well, with this, before she came to my house within a 3-4 month, I really let my family knew I was not feeling well. So they sent an auntie of mine to pick me up to see a specialist. The specialist that I went to see examined me and said they should give me an injection. 2 injections that they gave it to me, I went straight paralyzed. That was the beginning. I couldn't feel my feet. I don't even know how to move in the hospital. I was confused in the mind. And to me, that is how the devil is working. So I told the nurse, I cannot really move my feet. She's like, what do you mean you can't move your feet? Just dress up and just get out of here. I was like, no. As soon as you injected me, I told you something has gone into me. Something really bad is happening in my body. So she called the doctor in, and the doctor said, oh, I should just get out of the hospital. I was like, I cannot move. So my cousin came to the hospital, picked me up and put me in the car, and they just dumped me at home and they all left. Nobody came over to search for me. Nobody came over to like, oh, we have apples or we have food for you or soup. Nobody. So I've been indoors for like 3-4 months, and this friend of mine, well, a lot of, one or two friends came in to like, oh, I know this fetish that we can go and see. Maybe there's something going on. We go there, things that they tell me, I was like, thank you, I'll be fine. Then I leave and I come home a couple of times. I just listened to them, but I did not believe. So within 3-4 months that I've been alone in pain and do not know what to do, and I know I'm really going to die. So all in my mind, I was like, well, if I'm going to die, let it be so. So I lost hope. I lost hope in life. So this lady's friend came to me within the 4-5 months. It's like, Cecil, what is going on with you? I was like, I'm not feeling well. And she's like, why have you grown so lean? I was like, I don't eat. I cannot eat. What I do is to drink water. So she's like, no, there's something wrong with you. I'm going to ask permission at work in the night. I'm going to pick you up and take you to a church. I was like, well, you're welcome. So this lady left me, went to this church. I mean, went to work, asked permission. She came home. In the evening, she and the husband came to my house, lifted me up and put me in a car. So we drove to the church. They both took me to the church, and on that day, as soon as they lift me up, because I couldn't walk, so they lifted me up, took me to the church. I've never sat for like 5-6 months. I couldn't sit because of the way I have bent to the left side and I'm so much in pain. So they put me on the chair, and I was like, I can't sit. I'm so much in pain, crying all the time. So the pastor saw me. May God give him all the powers. He's like, Cecil, what is wrong with you? I was like, I don't know. Have you done anything to someone? I was like, no. I'm someone who has a free heart. I do things for everybody. It's like, there is something. Do you want me to tell you what is going on? I was like, yeah. You can go on and tell me what is going on. Because I've lost hope. It's like, it's true. You have about a week to die. But I'm going to tell you, I am giving you, or my Lord is giving you 3 days. In these 3 days, you're going to get up and you'll be well. So I was like, okay. I didn't have no faith. Because most of the pastors in Ghana use dubious way. They hide under the name of Christ to do certain things. So he stood up and he's like, your good heart, it is what going to bring you back to life, because you have a good heart and you have a clean heart. Then he said, look, you want to save someone with your blood. It wasn't just an accident. It was something else. But you saved that lady with your blood, and they look at you in the mirror and they say, oh, you think you have power to save someone. So they threw back what was in the cloud onto me. So that was the heat that I felt on my back. So I had only a week to just die. If this lady has not come into my house to look for me, I would have just died in my sleep or in my room. So I was like, well, is that all? It's like, yes. Because you gave the lady your blood, you saved her. So they threw back what was going to happen to the lady to you. But your faith, your heart, will lift you up. Then I said, amen. So he asked me, do I want him to throw back whatever they've thrown on me? I was like, no. Let it be so. My God will judge them at the appropriate time. So he took an anointing oil, anointed my leg, my whole body. That was the first day that I stood up to stand in that church. It's like, Cecil, he walked further back to the congregation, then he shouted my name, Cecil, 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 3 times. And he said, walk towards me. I was like, I cannot walk. It's like, look, you had faith in you. Your faith will heal you. So I was like, well, if it is my faith that is going to heal me, I have a big faith. I say, yes, I have faith. I'm going to walk. It took me a while to even move my feet. If I could demonstrate.
Very painful.
Very, very painful. But I had faith. I managed. I walked towards him. Then he left me at the backside, came to the front, and he said, Cecil, 3 times, walk towards me. I don't know where the strength came from. I don't know where that energy came from. I walked faster towards this man, and he embraced me. And it's like, go. You come and share a wonderful testimony. My Lord is giving you 3 days. You will not die. You will live to have a testimony. I left that church. That was on Friday. Went home. Sunday, early morning, around 5. This is what the Lord did to me. And my faith grew greater and greater. I was just lying on my bed. Then I heard a little bird that was singing. Sweet melody. I've never heard any bird with that sweet melody. So I was like, wow. Is this bird telling me something? Is that my healer? Is that my angel? I stood up. The first time, I've never. I stood up on my knee, opened my window, just to check on the bird I was singing. And there was this just little bird, beautiful bird, that was on my tree. Little bird. So I was like, wow, this little bird singing this melody. Then I remember that my word said, with little faith as the mustard seed, you can move mountains. I got up. There was no strength in me. But gradually, I moved on the wall, little by little, little by little. That is my first time of getting up on my own. I went into the bathroom, take my shower, came into my room, went into my wardrobe, took the best cloth that I have never worn. It was white, an African dress, white. I wore this dress, sat in the chair that I was sitting on, and I had that attack. Then this lady came into my house. Cecil. As soon as she opened the door and she saw me sitting in a chair wearing white, she took off. She ran out of the house like she had seen ghosts. So she went home and told her husband, oh, she has seen ghosts in my room. So she came there with the husband, like two scary people, trying to like open the door slightly. And I said, oh, come in. And I said, so is that you? I was like, yes. Then the guy jumped up. It's like, oh, God have mercy. Cecil, you are up. I said, yes, I'm up. Let's go. Let me give my testimony. So we went to the church. As soon as they saw me getting out of the car by myself with my crutches, little by little, I got into the church. The whole congregation stood up. They sang, cheer, and everybody was amazed that the Lord has done it within 3 days. It wasn't an easy fight, but I fought with good faith. I really fought with good faith. I've been paralyzed. I've been left alone. And I've been risen again by the grace of God. So from there on, I started gradually on my own. I did away with my family. I did away with my friends. I tell myself, I have nothing to do with my friends. I have nothing to do with my family. I visited hospital one and another, visited places that they could heal me, like massaging, acupuncture, and all that will get me back, because I know I cannot do it on my own. Even though I'm healed, but the body is still sick. So I got myself, well, I have to sell my property. I have a car. I know the car couldn't wake me up. I sold my car to have money to take care of myself. I took care of myself. So from 2001 up to 2007, that is when I started getting full recovery. I started walking, even though I didn't have that strength, but I could walk. Ever since then, I love walking. Ever since then, I love riding my bicycle. Because of that, I bought about 7 bicycles. Yes. I hate sitting in traffic. use this bicycle in and out to work every time. I've been healthy. I'm walking. If I tell people that, look, I've been paralyzed before, they just don't believe me. So I have a great testimony. I love to share with everyone that with faith, you can move mountain. With faith, you can be healed. Believe in yourself. Believe in the God that you have. Many people do not believe that he's alive. He's still alive. I always tell people, when you look at a church, the church is not built on our height. As high as you can see, that is how high the angels are. They come in every time. The spirit flow over us. They solve problems that we may not know. You may go through a lot of challenges. Always have in mind, it's alive. When you are sick, anywhere of your body, sickness are like enemies. They come to us. But command that sickness to leave, and they will leave. I believe in everything. I believe in God. I believe that his power is always around us, no matter what. Up to now, yes, I feel pain, and doctors have diagnosed me to have I have arthritis. That is what left in me. When I work hard, I feel pain because they were trying to destroy me in many ways. Instead of taking MRI, the doctor wrote different things for me to go and do. Myelogram. Those that know the terms, myelogram is a form of scan, but they have to put needle in your spine that could read in the machine. And with that, if you do that, they do that to people that are paralyzed, not someone who is walking. But they did it to me. And the doctor told me, it's 50-50. Either you're going to paralyze or you're going to go through a lot of pain. And I said, God forbid, I will never paralyze again. Never. I didn't paralyze, but I still go through pain. But I believe, no matter what, he's alive. It has been part of me. When I work so hard, I go through a lot of pain. Sometimes I do not want to talk. I feel like just be on my quiet side, sleep, or be on a hot water bottle to release pain. But I live with it. People that have what I have, they are rich people. They take care of them. But my God always takes care of me in any way, in every way. I created my own course for my sickness. It's called Pain to Pain. I use pain to kill pain. When I'm in pain, I love to feel the pain. And that pain bring ease to me. I feel less pain. So that is my course of scientific way of healing myself, pain to pain. If you're not in pain, you'll never know how it is. So I make sure that I conjure pain to pain and I get less relief. God has been with me. He has been faithful. I've gone through a lot of things, but he took me out of it. Before I conclude, I have this word in my Bible that always kept me alive when I was in my sick bed. Isaiah 43, I'll just give a short word of it from 1 to 5. But now, this is what the Lord says. He who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. He knows your name. He knows each of us, our name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord, your God, the only one of Israel, your Savior. I gave Egypt for your ransom, Cush and Seba in your stead. Since you are precious and honored in my sight, and because I love you, I will give men in exchange for you and people in exchange for your life. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. I will bring your children from the east and gather you from the west. Amen. I have this last song before I leave the pulpit. Because he lives. I hope most of us know this song. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Now I know, yes, I know, he holds the future, and life is worth a living just because he lives. God sent his son, they called him Jesus. He came to love, heal, and forgive. He lived and died to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove that my Savior lived. Oh, because he lived. Can you join me? I can face tomorrow because he lives. All fear is gone. And now I know, yes, I know, he holds the future, and life is worth a living just because he lives. Amen. Thank you very much for listening to my testimony. Thank you.